A documentary film about the work and the life of Fred Rogers debuts in theaters this week. Won't You Be My Neighbor is filmmaker Morgan Neville's nostalgic tribute to Mr. Rogers, the cardigan-clad, gentle-voiced, kind grown-up who befriended generations of kids who watched his show on PBS every week. There's a special screening of the film at the Little Theater tonight, but first we're talking to Paul Siefkin. Paul is president and CEO of Fred Rogers Productions, the TV production company that carries on the legacy of Mr. Rogers. Paul, welcome. It's so good to talk to you.
Hi, Beth. It's great to be with you.
I know you provided archival footage for this film, and I actually want to start with a clip from the final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and this was recorded just months before Fred Rogers died. Let's listen to this.
I'm just so proud of all of you who have grown up with us, and I know how tough it is some days to look with hope and confidence on the months and years ahead. But I would like to tell you what I often told you when you were much younger. I like you just the way you are. And what's more, I'm so grateful to you for helping the children in your life to know that you'll do everything you can to keep them safe and to help them express their feelings in ways that will bring healing in many different neighborhoods.
And that is from the final episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood from 2003. And Paul, it almost sounds prescient, doesn't it, that Fred Rogers would say something 15 years ago that a lot of adults probably need to hear right now in these divisive times when we're more likely to hear criticism rather than encouragement.
Well, what I think Morgan captures very well in the film and what you hear there is Fred's honest feelings about the struggles that we all have. And what you see in the film is really, I think, the first three-dimensional look at who this man was and the humanity that was involved in every part of his life. You get to see how committed he was to the mission of doing work for children, how intentional he was in everything that he did, and how hardworking he was in everything that he did. But you also, and I think you hear it in his voice there, understand how much he himself struggled. He struggled not only with his own creativity in coming up with ideas for children, but also he struggled with figuring out the best way to address the concerns that children have and we all have in a troubled world.
Fred Rogers had a lot of courage, didn't he? I mean, he made himself vulnerable through his benevolence, his soft words of kindness, and I feel like that left him open to ridicule by cynics who perhaps dismissed him as naive. And you realize as an adult how much courage that must have taken.
Well, he got into television because he felt that it was a medium that could create great change and move people in positive directions. And what he was seeing at the time was that it wasn't being used for that. It was being used for, especially when it was made for children, it was used for slapstick comedy and selling merchandise. And he saw a better way. And so he decided to do something that, while other people might have seen it as fairly milquetoast, if you will, what he was doing was actually pretty radical. It was very different for television at the time. And, you know, he came at it from a place of respect for children.
I have not seen the film. I wasn't able to get a review copy, but I understand that it only touches briefly on Fred's personal life. And you mentioned you get kind of a three-dimensional view of him. Will audiences walk away, do you think, feeling like they know him better?
Definitely. What's interesting is that when adults come to the film and revisit content and a man that they only knew as children, and when they look at him through their adult eyes, suddenly they have a profound respect for the work that he did and how he did it. And at the time, when you're a child, you don't see any of that psychology that was built into the scripting, or you don't see the musicianship that he brought to that show. You don't see the care and the honesty that he brought to everything that he did. But as adults, people see it, and they can be inspired in the work that they do, whatever they do, to try to put as much honesty and as much hard work and as much diligence into their own path as he did.
I have a friend, a coworker, an adult, obviously, and he told me that when he has a particularly tough day at work, he'll go and watch an old episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And I thought, what a great idea.
Yeah, that's an interesting comment, because the thing that he brought to the work that he did, and the thing that we tried to bring to the work that we continue to do, is understanding that children in particular, but all of us as human beings, spend at least as much time struggling and being unhappy and being insecure and being angry as we do being happy. And why wouldn't you then address those feelings in the work that you do for children, instead of just having every episode have a happy ending and everything work out great? We have episodes of Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood where he's frustrated or he's angry or he's sad. And what children can get from that is validation. They see a character who is like them, who is going through the same issues that they're going through. And what it tells them is it's okay to feel these feelings. And as adults, when we go back and visit Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, we're still having those feelings. And we do live in a society that doesn't necessarily always validate the fact that it's okay to struggle. But he was somebody who spoke to children and told them, it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. And even as adults, I think we need to hear that from time to time.
Paul Siefkin, thank you so much for taking the time with us this morning.
It was my pleasure.
That's Paul Siefkin, president and CEO of Fred Rogers Productions, and the documentary film Won't You Be My Neighbor opens nationwide on Friday, but tonight at 7, there is a special advanced screening at the Little Theater. There will be a panel discussion right after that, and everyone is encouraged to wear their cardigans to the Little Theater tonight.